All right, today we'll be talking about the standing up of the great prince, Michael.
Yes.
The great prince, Michael.
Michael.
Yes, Michael the angel, is known as an angel. So let us get a deep insight today about the standing up of the great prince, Michael. It's one event that is anticipated that every son of God must experience as he is shipped into glory. We're going to have a clearer view of what this figure, this name, Angel Michael, is all about. Because traditional religion has, you know, has now named different angels. This angel is this, that angel is that, you know. But as light shines, we discover that God has a deeper meaning into all this. So Daniel, after a period of waiting on the Lord, had this particular message from an angel, a messenger of God. And the messenger said, "And at that time shall Michael," this is Daniel chapter 12 verse 1, "and at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people, and there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation even to that time." What he's talking about is that saying here that there shall be trouble such as never been seen from the beginning of the world. "And at that time, that people shall be delivered, everyone that shall be found written in the book. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. And they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased." So this message is actually a message in response to Daniel's waiting on the Lord. Obviously, Daniel was thinking about Israel after the flesh. You know that? Daniel's mind was focused on Israel after the flesh, the Israel we see in the Middle East. You see, but these are messages that have spiritual implications. Because the Israel that we see after the flesh is a shadow of the true Israel, which is the heavenly Jerusalem, of which we all are part of. Amen?
Amen.
We all form part of that heavenly Jerusalem. Even though many people have forgotten this particular truth in their descent. Like I've always explained, there was a lowering, there was the descent. All men have slept in Adam. All men have died in Adam. When you see men walking on the street, you are just seeing corpses walking on the street. You are not seeing people who are alive. Let us not be deceived by appearances. Let us not be deceived by the glory of man that seems to flourish in the morning like the grass, only for you to wake up in the evening and discover is no more. Because that identity or that realm in which man lives in is only an imaginary realm. Adam died from the moment he ate of the tree of the garden of the knowledge of good and evil. And you know, Paul in his writings, let us know carefully that even Jesus Christ used the scriptures of Daniel. Jesus used the scriptures in Genesis when he was preaching. He spoke about the beginning. Jesus Christ referred to Adam. You know, Paul had referred to Adam. Paul referred to the prophecy of Daniel. Jesus referred to the prophecy. Let us understand that these people, Jesus had to read the letter. He had to read the word of God to understand these things. He had to go through the same process that we are going through now. Never, you know, in your imagination think that he just woke up one day and just, you know, knew everything. He was attentive. He was attentive in the spirit, listening to the Father, receiving from the Father, you know, and getting to understand the mystery of the will of God. While his mates were, you know, going about buying and selling, occupying themselves with the things of the world, Jesus was there, occupying himself with the things of his Father. And in likewise manner, in this day, we ought to be more focused on the things that be of the Spirit. Because the things that we see in this earth are passing away. You see, they are passing away on a daily basis. So that's why it's good to be focused on it. Don't be carried away with activities in this life. Let the minds be focused on God and his kingdom. That is the only thing that will not pass away. Amen? And that is the only thing that can ever give you satisfaction. So God now is showing us a vision of what will happen, how God intends to deliver his people. There is going to be a standing up of the great Michael, the great prince. Amen? Mm-hmm. Do you know the meaning of Michael?
No.
Michael means who is like God. One who is like God. That is Michael. And Michael, we're going to get an understanding of what God is talking about now. As Michael stands, he stands to fight for his people. The people now begin to awake from the dust. It is not an awakening outside in the graveyards, physical graveyards out there. It's an awakening of people who have slept in their human consciousness. People who have slept in their flesh and blood identities. Amen?
Amen.
Any man who walks according to the flesh is what? Is dead. He does not know himself. He does not know his origin. He does not know who he is. He's sleeping. He's just sleeping. He doesn't know who he is. You see, but when he wakes up, he discovers where he was in the beginning and the majesty with which he is bestowed with. Amen? So you see, you man just suffers. You see, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Lack of knowledge, not just letters. He's not talking about, you know, coming books and reading letters, you know, and all that kind of stuff. No! My people perish for lack of the knowledge of themselves, who they are in me, who they are in the Almighty God. Doesn't the Bible say that you are what? Sons of the Almighty? All of you are what? Sons of the Almighty, but you shall die like men. Because what? They walk in ignorance, not knowing who they are. They walk in ignorance, and the foundations of the earth are out of place. And everything is going wrong. Why? Because they are walking in ignorance. So Michael now stands up to cause an awakening in his people. As he stands up, he begins to deliver those people who have slept in Adam. Because many men actually, without no fault of their own, have actually, you know, lived in that Adam-like consciousness without knowing it. Some people were born into this world, isn't it?
Yes.
And they thought that this is who they are. You know it? They didn't know. You see, that's why God doesn't condemn. A man might condemn. Somebody might rob you, or he might do this to you. You see, but if you have spiritual insight, you will never ever condemn the person back. That's how you can know you have developed yourself spiritually. When you can discern who the other man is. That ordinary, that man you are seeing there, who you call a thief, or who you call, you know, some kind of, you know, non-entity or adulteress, is what is actually of the same seed with you. So you see, let us understand what this truth, this problem, the problem that we see now is simply because man is walking in ignorance. Why does the thief steal? Isn't this a searching for some kind of security?
Yes.
If the thief had his way, he wouldn't thief.
No.
Why does the woman go out to commit adultery, or why does the woman prostitute on the street? For what? It's all in search of security and covering. Because they feel all left alone. They have no identity, no idea of who they are. And you see, when they live a life destitute, fatherless, motherless, what happens? They seek for cover. Not knowing, unknowing to them that they have already a cover, which is the Almighty God. You see, but they are ignorant of this thing. Amen. And that is where we have to come to. We have to now awaken from the dust. Amen. It's only in the awakening from the dust that things can actually prosper in your life. It's only then that you can find that true righteousness you are seeking. Your righteousness, or the ability to please God, does not come by your fasting or going to church or clapping hands on Sunday, you know, and putting out the name that you are a Christian and all that kind of stuff. All those things are of this world. The church of God already exists. All you can do is to be aware of the church of God. You cannot form a church. You cannot form the church. The church is already there. Amen.
Amen.
Neither can you make yourself righteous. All you need to do is to awaken to who you are. And as you awaken to who you are, you discover that you are already righteous. You are already perfect. Everything that you ever need is on the inside of you. You see it? These are deep, deep mysteries. But everything is coming to light now. Amen?
Amen.
Everything is coming to light. You see, when Adam sinned, what was the cause? It says, dust you are,
dust you
return. You go to, and that is what they say now in the funerals. If you go to a funeral, the priest will say, you know, from dust to dust, ashes to ashes, you know. Not knowing that the priest that is saying this might already be in the dust himself.
Mm-hmm.
You see, the true dust to dust that was the first burial that we ever recorded in the Bible was the burial of Adam. Adam was buried in the dust, which is the flesh. You see it? He chose it for himself. He sought to the flesh. He took from the knowledge of good and evil. You see, that serpent that crawls on the ground represents the wisdom of this world. It represents the carnal man, the man of mind that crawls on the earth. And when you want to deny the mind, that is the nature of God, you want to deny the mind of God and take of that which is of the earth, you only reap what? Death. That's why Paul says, those that reap to the flesh will what? Inherit nothing but death. But those who reap to the spirit will inherit eternal life. You see, like I said, Adam was simply a spiritual being. He was never a man after the flesh. You see, these things that we see in this world, this world of appearances, is only a formation of man. Man is the one who has formed all these things. God is not involved. Amen. All we have to do is now awake, come back from that place Adam fell. Adam was buried into the dust. He died. Amen. And that is the cause of your suffering today. Simple. To be dead means that you lose all awareness and consciousness of God. You lose all awareness of who you are. Isn't this what happened to Adam? He lost everything. At the end of the day, he was cast out of the garden of God to the garden of Eden, which means he was cast out from God's presence into a wilderness situation. That wilderness is actually the world today. The world. Jesus Christ says the world does not know you. The world does not know God. Amen. Amen. Jesus Christ says this is eternal life. Eternal life is to know God, to know Him, not letter, not the concepts of God that we have had in our humanity. Because man we have always looked at God as some man sitting somewhere in the sky on a big chair and watching everybody. I'm mostly watching out for the sinners anyway. I will get them. Amen?
Amen.
That kind of thought only comes from the lowness in which a man has fallen. Amen?
Amen.
God cannot be sitting anywhere in this world, in any corner in this world, because the whole world cannot contain God.
Mm-mm.
Amen? The world is in God, not God in the world. Amen?
Amen.
He is spirit. Hallelujah. He is spirit.
Amen.
It is the flesh and blood identity that we have put on in this age that makes us, you know, project God to be some kind of man or something sitting somewhere. God is neither male nor female. Amen?
Amen.
And let me tell you something. You'll be shocked to discover that when you wake up, when you awake from the grave, you will discover that you all form part of that body that makes up God. Hallelujah. These are great mysteries, but it's the truth. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So what happens? The Prince Michael, he stands up, and as he stands, he brings about knowledge. He comes to fight against the principality and power and the things that have held us bound to the dust. Amen. A prophetic scene of Angel Michael was when Jesus Christ went to Lazarus and said, "Lazarus, come forth." Amen.
Amen.
What we are seeing prophetically was Angel Michael there calling forth the dead to come forth into the light of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The body of Lazarus was already decomposing. He was dead, covered in the grave. You see, until the coming of Angel Michael, the one who is like God, amen?
Mm.
Hallelujah. He only simply represents the messenger of God. He represents the voice of the Spirit, amen?
Mm.
He represents the Christ, amen? Christ is a spirit. Christ is not a man. Amen.
Amen.
Christ is a spirit. Christ has been before this world was. Christ created everything that is seen. So you cannot continue. Christ does not have a form. He created the form. Amen. He is before form. Amen. He could appear in a man. He could appear through vessels, like he appeared through Jesus, the author of our faith. He appeared through Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
But understand that is a spirit. And the spirit was that great Prince Michael that what stood in Christ Jesus, calling forth to Lazarus to come forth. And that same arising is seen here today. It's what is happening today. There's a voice calling the people to do what? Come up! Amen. Come out from the grave.
Awake.
Awake from the grave. You that sleep in the dust, awake. And let the light shine upon you. Let the beauty of the Christ shine upon you. Amen.
Amen.
And you see that as they are awaking from the dust, awaking to their true selves, who they are. Amen.
Amen.
They were dead before in their sins and trespasses. They were dead, living according to their fleshy desires, thinking that they were born, thinking that they were, ordinary, carnal human beings. Amen?
Amen.
Who are far away from God, who cannot approach God. All along, they lived in nakedness, in torment. They lived in debt. They lived in the lower realms of hell, where the worms never die. That is why corruption feeds on men. You see, corruption, death feeds on men. But when you are waking and you move into that light, you discover death has no more hold on you. Amen. You can only leave your body if you come to the place where you manifest the fullness of the light of God. You can't die. You can't die. You can drop your body. You won't remember what Paul said. Paul said he had come to the end of the ministry and he was about to leave his tabernacle aside. You see it?
Yes.
Peter said the same thing, that he had come to the end of the ministry and he was about to leave his tabernacle aside. These are not men that died. That died with cancer and died with all these problems that we see in humanity today. Amen. If we are working, to understand the substance of who we are made of what we are made of, who we are, our origin, death cannot touch you. You can never die. Amen. That is the place of immortality. Amen. And that man is on the inside of us. But you must awake from the dust. Amen. Awake from the dust.
Amen.
Come out from the dust. And the awakening comes by increase in knowledge. Not just letters. Just letter. You know, some people letter. You know, we have end time folks now. You know, as Angel Michael is standing up to fight, obviously, there's always a counterfeit Michael standing up to fight his own. Amen. We're talking of knowledge. Knowledge of the Lord. Knowledge. Knowledge will be increased as the people push forward, running to and fro, talks about a pushing forward. Amen?
Amen.
As the people push forward, in the understanding, knowledge will increase. Amen. It is your understanding that will set you free. You shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. It's a greater awareness of yourself, greater awareness of who God is, greater awareness of the originality of all things that are created. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And as you begin to get more and more aware of these things, you discover your true self coming forth. Amen.
Amen.
And when you discover your true self, you find yourself in a vast expanse, living in the riches of God. Amen. Where you have, you know, the things are, you know, that is, nothing is impossible in that realm. You see how he describes it? He says that they shall shine like the stars in the sky, isn't it?
Yes.
In the firmament of the stars forever. Do stars die?
No.
We heard of falling stars and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But you see stars, you have some stars that are there, you know, always there. The Pleiades, have you seen the Pleiades? The Pleiades, Orion, all these stars, they've been there for throughout the ages. Amen. And that is the realm we come to. That is the place of, you know, perfection that God is bringing us to. That's when you become light beings. You know, light beings, you are pure light. Pure light, you know. Hallelujah. That light now comes to the forefront for all the men to see. Paul says one thing. He says that we are like, you know, lights that shine in this world, in this dark world. You see how the stars shine in the dark skies? That is how the sons of God will be. As they manifest, as they are made manifest for the creation to see. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
John says that we know that we shall be as him. When he appears, we shall be like him. Amen. He appears on the inside of us. He's the light that lighted up every man. That light is inside of us. All we have to do is discover it. And when you discover it, you are solid. Nothing can touch you anymore. Your emotions, everything are fixed. Hallelujah in God.
Amen.
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 Now, if you look at the prophecies of this one, something that they talk called the rapture. Have you heard of the rapture? The rapture is, it's a very common doctrine that we hear in religion today.
Rapture.
Where people expect that one day, you know, a trumpet will sound and one angel will come down and blow the trumpet and everybody, flies away to meet Jesus in the sky. Then they will leave the world to suffer for a couple of years, and they will reign in heaven for some time and come back and all that kind of stuff. You know, I never bothered to go too deep into all those things, because they are just, the vain imaginations of men. Amen. Now, let us relate this thing to the coming of the standing up of the great Michael. Because that archangel, that the Bible talks about in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, it says that, "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God," that's the trumpet of God, "and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words." You see it? Comfort one another with these words means that this is the hope of our calling. The hope of our calling as Christians is to what? Is to arise from the dead and to be caught up to meet the Lord in the air, in the clouds. That is the hope of our calling. Obviously, these are spiritual words here. Like I said, being awakened from the dust has got nothing to do with coming out from the physical graves out there. Amen. Because in the first place, you are not flesh and blood in the first place. This body is not your own. It's just a body. You can appear as man, but you are not man. You being God, in the image of God, can appear as man, but it doesn't mean that you are man. So let us understand these things. It means it has no value, no meaning for people to come out of the graves, and people call that the resurrection. You see it? If Lazarus came out from the grave, that same Lazarus that came out of the grave never really, at that point in time, had not tasted of the resurrection, the true resurrection. That thing that Jesus did was simply a pointer. It was in like a parable. God used that scene to teach us of things to come. The testimony of Jesus is actually prophetic. Those things that Jesus did while he was here on earth are pointers to things to come in the spirit. Those people that were dead were never really, that Jesus raised, they were never really raised. They were only pointers to what Christ does in the spirit. You see, you can arise from the dead physically, but it doesn't mean you are alive. You can arise from the dead and still live just a normal human life, still dead, not knowing who you are. You see, it's all those people that were sick that Jesus Christ healed while he was here on earth. They were not really healed. True healing is spiritual healing. We're talking of the fullness of healing. The fullness. When you are healed, body, soul, spirit, you are healed only when you have that perfection in God restored back to you. You are healed when you can say of a truth. Or when you have that sound mind that is in Christ Jesus, who considered it not robbery to be equal with God. Now, to be equal with God is not something we're talking about in mouth knowledge here. We're talking about growing into the awareness, real walking in it. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So what am I? I'm just trying to talk about the resurrection from the dead. So the hope of our calling is to be resurrected and to meet the Lord in the air. You see it? But this thing happens when the archangel, which is Michael, which, like I've explained, is actually the spirit of Christ awakening on the inside of us. The spirit of Christ arises on the inside of us, and he shouts, or he blows the trumpet of God. The trumpet of God is actually the voice of the Spirit. It is the voice of truth. That is why Jesus Christ always says, mind how you, we are the Bible scholars here. Mind how you hear. That's why Jesus always says, mind how you hear. Now the trumpet blows and not everybody hears. You know that? You know Jesus Christ blew the trumpet while he was here? But people were not hearing.
Listen.
You can't. You know, we could go to a church and we could minister this message and some people will never understand what you are saying. You know the man who the Lord sent to minister to me? I never met him in person. But I benefited from his message. I benefited from his message more than the people that were in his congregation. It's a mystery. Mind how you hear. You have to be alert spiritually to know what God is doing, because these things that we are hearing actually usher us into life. If you take this word seriously and hold them, they will catapult you back to the fullness of the glory of God, so that you can have everything that God is. God does not withhold anything from anybody. Amen. God has given everything to his Son. If we discover ourselves in the Son, everything is ours. Amen. So it says that we shall be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. Now understand what he means here. The cloud talks about the glory of God. Remember Adam? You know Adam was in that glory cloud? You know why he fell? That's why he fell naked. You know that? The cloud was what covered him. If you see, if you look at the angels that appeared in the Bible, in the book of Revelation, the Bible said they were clothed with cloud. Amen?
Amen.
That is the glory of God. Amen? Brethren, this is the realm God is bringing us to walk in. When we are clothed in God, when we are covered in God. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And when you are covered in God, it talks about all power and all faith. Amen? Yeah. Hallelujah. That's why Jesus Christ says, what in that day, you will know that what?
I am in you.
Yes, that day you will know that you are in God. It's not a matter of head knowledge. You walk in God. You have your being in him. Hallelujah. When you put your foot down, is the Lord walking. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's a great call, isn't it?
It is indeed.
So you arise from the dust. The work of the great prince Michael, which is the archangel, which is actually the spirit of Christ, is to raise us up from the dead. Raise us up from our ignorance, from our suffering, from our poverty. Amen?
Amen.
The nakedness that we have felt is what has caused us to run around helter-skelter, trying to survive and trying to do all kinds of things. But as you wake up into the glory of God, you discover that you have everything under your foot. Amen? You will discover that, you know, the Father has given you, he has richly blessed you with everything. Look at the stars. Do the stars borrow from you?
No.
Do they go to the bank for loans?
No.
But the stars, they give from an endless fount, an endless, you know, source, resource. They continuously give and give and give. They don't need to struggle with what men struggle for. And you see them here in the heavens. They have the whole universes at their disposal. It talks about, you know, the vast expanse of riches and glory. And when you see the stars up in the sky, what do you see? You actually see the sons of God sitting on thrones. The Bible says that he raises them from the what? From the dunghill. Dunghill, that is from the lower places, dust, from shit. And you know, and it sets them up with princes, with kings and princes upon thrones. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you see the stars, you are seeing kings and princes sitting and reigning with the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And this is the work of the Lord. He has come to raise us up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us be part of that body. People that will sit and rule in with Christ. Amen.
Amen.
He has raised us up to sit with Christ in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Amen. Ruling above all principalities and powers. You are above, far above. You see the stars? Far above. Amen. Let the people go about with their wars and with their problems here on earth. Can you affect the stars?
No.
You see them unmovable throughout all generations.
Yes.
And that is the realm God brings you to. It's a realm where nothing can take away your peace. Nothing can take away your joy. Nothing can take away your prosperity. Because you know who you are. Amen. So this is the work of the great prince. He's arising in our midst today. Amen.
Amen.
He's coming to give us understanding. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And those who sleep in the dust, who sleep in ignorance, who sleep in a sense of mortality, will begin to arise and understand their true substance of light. Amen. Amen. Because in reality, they are all part of the Father. They all came out from the glory of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 And in that day, as you arise, you begin to shout for joy. Because you are back to that day. You remember the sons of the morning? Singing for joy? Amen. Joy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Joy, joy, joy. So this thing is for the end. For the time of the end. And I've explained that the end simply points to the end of this world. The end of the ignorance. Amen. The world actually talks about those who do not know God. Who are cut off from the life of God, annihilated from the life of God. You see it? And the end of that ignorance marks the end of this world. And we move into a new realm, a new creation. A new creation in God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So let us open our ears in these last days. Let us open our ears now. Be attentive. Don't be carried away with things. Activities are not. Don't be carried away. Don't be carried away because this thing that God is calling his people into, the weight, the glory behind it is so much. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
It's a thing that generations have sought after. They never found. They never could understand this mystery. Men who did all things possible, but they could not get this thing. But God is giving it to us now. It's all at our disposal now. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So let us, you know, hold tight to these words. Amen.
Amen.
Hold tight and know what God is doing. The work is already started. The voice is already going forth. The great prince is already in our midst to lift everybody out of the barricade and cause them to know who they really are once more. Amen.
Amen.